In this new COGCC era, especially when a quorum is present on a tour at an oil and gas facility, the public should hear what you hear. The public should see what you see.
That's Leslie Robinson, chair of the Grand Valley Citizens Alliance, at last week's COGCC meeting in Glenwood Springs. GVCA was one of three groups, including Citizens for a Healthy Community and League of Oil and Gas Impacted Coloradans, or LOGIC, that signed on to an October 31st letter asking the commission to allow the public to attend oil and gas site visits.
Our groups had hoped that there'd be a lot more one-on-one communication, that the citizens would be able to participate in these tours, because we felt it was important for these commissioners to get more than one opinion, and usually that one opinion is oil and gas.
The letter states basically that energy companies get more time with the commission than the public. To wit, during the COGCC's November 2nd meeting in Paonia, quote, the agenda allocates 4 hours privately to industry and 1.5 hours to the community, end quote. As for the Glenwood Springs visit the next day, quote, 3 hours and 15 minutes to industry and 2 hours to the public, end quote. Both Paonia and Glenwood Springs' public time was in the form of public comment at the meetings, at 3 minutes per person. In Jackson County, says the letter, the public was offered no time with the commission, and industry got an hour and 45 minutes. Robinson said the public has a right to attend the tours.
According to the Colorado Supreme Court, when commissions or elected bodies go on quote-unquote educational tours or classes and such, it is not considered a public meeting, and therefore the public does not get to participate.
Even if it's a quorum?
Even if it's a quorum.
Is that a violation of the open meeting laws?
In our opinion, yes, it was.
In a response letter dated November 1st, the Colorado Attorney General's office stated that the open meeting law requires that all meetings of two or more members of the commission in which public business is discussed or formal action may be taken must be open to the public. But, the letter adds, site visits do not fall into those categories because the commission is not making policy decisions or discussing public business. Au contraire, says a letter sent from Steven Zansberg, attorney for Grand Valley Citizens Alliance, to the Colorado Attorney General's office on November 4th, since the COGCC meetings are posted as public meetings and the site tour discussions help commissioners make policy decisions, the COGCC is indeed violating the state open meeting law. On Wednesday, COGCC Communications Director Megan Castle told KDNK that there are other reasons why the public isn't invited to the site visits.
These sites are on private property, and we coordinate with the landowner, the operator, to ensure that we have a safe visit. And we operate under these rules that the operator is allowed there, the landowner is allowed there, and the commission and state employee staff commissions are allowed to go there.
But, said Leslie Robinson, the COGCC tossed the public a bone.
In response to that, the COGCC published in their agenda the locations of where they were going because it was just pretty general. Gee, we're going to meet with Tara and we're going to meet with IRSA. Well, now we're going to meet at the B&V pad with Tara and with IRSA. Well, wow. We get to know where they're going, but we still don't get to go with them.
According to attorney Steven Zansberg, future situations where the COGCC excludes the public may end up in court. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.